I'll start with, guys, an injury update on a couple guys. Paxton Lynch will be out this week with the high ankle sprain. Domantas Peko is day-to-day with the right knee MCL sprain. Ron Leary is also day-to-day with a lower back strain. Derek Wolfe is still being evaluated. You know, we're exploring every option with him, including IR. So we'll see with him as far as how that comes out. Questions, guys?
Vance, what went into the decision to activate Isaiah McKenzie after he had been inactive for a couple weeks?
Well, I mean, he's our punt returner. You know, you want to try to find a way to give a team a spark. You know, with the ball in his hand, I mean, he's a special returner. You know, obviously he's had trouble catching the ball and taking care of the football. And, you know, I thought personally 2 weeks would help him overcome that. That wasn't so. You know, he needs more time. You know, I'm not giving up on Isaiah. He was drafted to be our punt returner. He's averaged over 10 yards a punt return when he secured the football. So I'm not down on him, but he's a young player. You know, you watched the guy yesterday. I was telling Pat this story this morning about 19 for the Dolphins. Very similar player. Very similar story. Last season in Miami, you know, we set him down from week 8, you know, until I think this season because he couldn't secure the ball. You watch him yesterday. That's a really confident returner. So we're hoping that happens with Isaiah, you know. But right now we can't afford to chance of the ball being on the ground. So we're going to sit him back down again and let Jordan Taylor do it the rest of the season. I'm sorry?
Did it look any better when you looked at
the game?
Yes.
Well, it's some good, some bad. You know, offensively, I thought we ran the ball good. You know, that's a really stout front. You know, we moved them early on. But again, you know, the games that we've been in down by 2 and 3 scores, we couldn't stay with the run game. You know, as far as the pass game, that wasn't good. You know, we had 3 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown. We missed some throws. You know, we had trouble separating from that secondary. We had trouble in protections also. You know, so I think all 3 levels with the pass game wasn't good enough. But the running game was good. Defensively, I thought we played good in spurts. Again, you know, our defense is trying to be the difference. And sometimes we have to play really aggressive, you know, to make a difference. And that leads to giving up a couple big plays a game, and that's what it's looked like. But that group's played hard, and taking the ball away 3 times yesterday, scoring a touchdown, that was impressive. On special teams, it wasn't good enough. We had a punt block through the A-gap again. You know, our average start was, I think, inside of the 30. You know, this was, you know, midfield, you know, so that wasn't good enough. But overall, again, I've, you know, 8 losses. It's not winning football, you know. That's the issue.
With the frustrations that come with losing, do you get a sense that any of these guys have maybe given up on the season, or that there are any fissures within the locker room?
No, I don't believe that at all. You know, you watch our football games, and you know, I always watch the last 5 to 10 plays. You know, and you know, I show those guys those plays, you know, and I show them the guys flying around at the end of the game, and that's proof that guys are still playing to win. It's a tough sport not to go out there and play full speed because you can get hurt doing it. So I think the guys that we put on the field are trying to win football games, and no one's has given up, you know, by how they worked all week in practice also. You know, we've had great weeks, so that's also proof that guys want to win. So I don't see that.
So yesterday you were asked, I think it was, is it coaching or is it talent?
Right.
And you said something that, you know, talent is something to address in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fix it now.
Right.
Is that, I guess, that can be taken as there is a talent.
Right.
Problem.
Let me clear that up. I'll say this, guys. Okay, every player on this team, you know, we've chosen, drafted. Okay, we had a full camp to pick our roster. Okay. We chose this roster. This is our roster, okay? We were 3-1 in the first month of the season. It was a good enough roster to win with. You know, now that we hadn't won, you know, I'm not going to stand here and say it's all the roster. It's not. You know, every team has roster issues. It's no perfect roster. But the guys on our football team, we chose. It's our guys, you know, so we've got to coach and play better to fix this. Every offseason, if you don't win the final trophy, every team evaluates their roster and try to improve. So absolutely, every roster in this league can improve. So I can't say it's all a roster. These are the guys we chose. Okay, we have very good players on this football team. You know, so we have to obviously play better football and coach better football to win.
After the game, one of the players was talking about the team playing fundamentally unsound football.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about fundamentals. We've heard about lack of discipline over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fingers can be pointed yeah. to a lot of corners, but
sure.
a lot of them are being pointed at you and your staff.
Sure.
How are you dealing with it?
I'll say this about this, okay? You know, when you're winning football games, okay, most games look alike. You have big plays. You have guys miss tackles. You have guys not play great technique. But when you're losing football games, everything gets magnified. So I'm not surprised that those things come up about discipline, okay? You know, about guys jumping off sides, trying to beat the snap count to make a play. That's been happening, you know, for a number of years. But when you're winning, those things get pushed aside. And when you're not winning, those things get magnified. So I get that. We have a good staff. I trust our staff, okay? Our staff is full of guys who won a lot of games in this league. So that's the proof that we have a good staff. Now, you know, we've lost 8 games in a row. It hadn't been good enough, you know, so I can't defend those comments. But I know what we're teaching each week, and I watch the guys work each week, and I watch the meetings, and I watch the detail the coaches coach with. So, you know, I would disagree with that, you know. But obviously it's a bottom-line business. It's a win or loss business, you know, and we've lost. So I'll take it. I'll take it all.
What did Bradley show you yesterday?
Well, he showed me what I thought he can be. I mean, you know, Kenny Stills is a tough matchup, and he held his own. You know, Kenny won 1 or 2, but he won a lot of those reps and 5 PBUs, forced fumble. He had a hell of a game. So moving forward, that was fun to see our third corner step into that number 2 role and to play as a number 2 successfully, in my opinion. Again, it wasn't perfect, but you can see the talent that he has moving forward, that he can be a real guy for us.
Losing in this league is certainly understandable, but is there a difference in your mind between – losing a football game, and with all due respect, getting blown out in so many games you've been blown out in? Is there a big difference between the two?
It's definitely a difference, in my opinion. When you turn the football over, those games look like that. You know, and when you're 2 and 3 scores down, you're trying to get back in the game. You know, you're doing things out of character to get back in the football game. You can kind of lose a lead, but you know, I'm an firm believer of I'm trying to win a football game. You know, so if I lose by 4, I lose by 24, I'm trying to win a football game. So sometimes we're doing things to help us try to come back in the football game that later on may hurt us. You know, I understand that, but I do agree with you. How you lose in this league makes a difference.
Do you think because of that, that could potentially affect your standing with this organization?
I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about one thing, and that's the Jets on Sunday. You know, I've been in the league a long time. I'm not concerned about that.
What's your plan at quarterback for this
year? Trevor's going to be the starter.
What do you see going on with him in terms of end game, where it looks like Trevor loses confidence? I mean, he does things that we didn't really even see last year, but maybe at Kansas City.
Right.
Mechanically, looks like is he shaking? Is he rattled? Is he pressing? What do you see?
I can't speak to Trevor's confidence. I can say he has to play better, you know, and you know, obviously we had some missed throws yesterday. We had some misreads. We had some plays that we missed that we had open, you know, so he has to make those plays for us. But I can't speak to his confidence. Trevor, in my opinion, is a confident guy. He had a good week of work, so I can't speak to that. I mean, he's simply got to play better.
Message to your team today?
The message was, you know, we don't want to just survive this next month. You know, we want to push forward, keep working, keep studying, keep pushing details and trying to win football games. You know, we don't want guys just showing up to work and just checking boxes. Okay, we want to go to work and push this team into a positive area.
Have you had any other thoughts about the onside kick?
Adams?
Kick,
no. Not at all, guys. I mean, we're playing a football game. It's our job to recover it. We had 3 guys there, and they had 2, I think. You know, so simply recover the kick.
Was that the same thought process?
I have no issue with that.
Calling timeouts at the end of the game?
Absolutely. I'm trying to score points. Absolutely.
Do you feel that the defense played well enough to get the win yesterday?
That's hard to say, Nikki, because, you know, it's a team game, you know, and, you know, if you shut them out or you held them to no touchdowns, no scores, I can say yes, but we didn't do that. It's a team game, you know, so obviously they had some good moments there, but good enough to win. It's hard to say when you don't win.
Well, Bill Musgrave's been on the job as offensive coordinator for 2 weeks now. Yeah. How would you evaluate his performance, especially the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Yeah, I think he's done fine. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a great teacher, you know, off offensive football as far as quarterback play. So he's done good with our quarterbacks, you know. But, you know, coaches coach and players play. You know, we got to continue to make plays and continue to block better and throw the ball better and catch the ball better. But I've been pleased with Billy the last
Is
2 weeks.
He's back today? Did you speak to him at all?
He's back, yes. Okay. Yeah, he's good.
How are his spirits?
His spirits are high. He's playing dominoes.
A few more for the coach, guys.
You split it into quarters. You've got one quarter left of football.
Yeah.
What are your realistic expectations for
football? Well, that's a great question. You know, that was my slide to the team. I showed them all three quarters, and obviously the first quarter was good, and the second and third hadn't been good. You know, and my thoughts to the players were, you know, we got one quarter to go here, you know, and we want to finish strong. You know, we want to do something positive for this season so we can move forward in the future here. But, you know, I think everybody's, you know, everyone's in. You know, everyone's eyes were up and everyone's feeling the same way. And we get it, guys. It's been hard on the fans, the city, you guys, us, our families. It's been hard. You know, we get it. But, you know, we have to continue to go to work and to make something positive here. It's been great. You know, we talk every day. We talk for an hour this morning. You know, we're just talking about how to improve it, you know, and how to make it better. You know, we're both disappointed, obviously, you know, with the season of how it's gone. But it's our job to fix it.
What if his suggestion has been to improve it? If you're saying you're talking about improving it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't share our private conversation. That wouldn't be right. But, you know, I mean, just talking football and talking personnel, you know, about, you know, who's the best fits and who can play where to help us win and how to help certain players. You know, John's got great football IQ and great instincts when it comes to helping players. So, you know, that's private, but that's the kind of the gist of what we talk about.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, guys.
We good? Thank you, guys. All right.